This is program number LW2689. I read it in a newspaper some time ago. Hi, this is Larry West. A little boy had gotten lost and the police found him. They were trying to find out just exactly where he lived, and they asked him where was his home. The little boy said, "Where Mommy is." Those fellas asked for it. The little boy gave them the best answer in the world, I think. Home is where Mommy is. In fact, anywhere is home as long as Mommy is there. Houses become homes when women become mothers. That's true for children, but it's true for us daddies, too. That word mother is the softest word in our language. There's no single definition that would perfectly describe it. Someone wrote, "The sweetest sounds to mortals given are heard in mother, home, and heaven." Kipling, a famous writer a long time ago, once wrote these words, "If I were hanged on the highest hill, mother of mine, I know whose love would follow me still, mother of mine." Another author wrote these words, "Who ran to help me when I fell, and would some pretty story tell, or kiss the place to make it well? My mother." There is yet another author who agreed with the little lost boy. He said, "What is home without a mother?" I guess Mr. Thackeray said it right when he said a long time ago, "Mother is the name for God in the lips and hearts of little children." But we could go on and on. There's no single definition to perfectly describe mother. The greatest gift God gave to man, second to Jesus Christ, of course, was actually given to woman. God granted to her the unique and exclusive privilege of cooperating with the Creator in bringing a living person into the world. How much closer can you get to the source of all life than that? Yet it takes a lot more than just being able to give birth to make a woman a mother. When a girl reaches her physical maturity, by the law of nature, she's able to bear a child. But there is much more to being a mother than just having a baby. Mothers are special people. Sure, they're special to the children they bear, and they are just pretty special to us husbands, too. But they're special to God. God wants sons and daughters. He is, in fact, controlling this whole creation, bringing it to a desired result of getting for himself in Christ sons and daughters. But he begins that program each time mothers give birth to those little people. David, the ancient writer in the Bible, David said it right in Psalm 127 a long time ago when he said, "Children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." No one understands that but a happy mother. And it doesn't matter how many sons may pass, it is a true maxim that the hand that rocks the cradle still rules the world. Abraham Lincoln once said, "All that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my mother." Even the self-willed, crusty Napoleon said, "The destiny of the child is the work of the mother." I tell you, these mothers are special people. Every mother has a dream. She knows that what she wants her child to be. She knows. And that brings me to my point. Listen, mother. Very seldom does your offspring rise above the dreams, the ambitions, the ideals that you implant in him when he is very young. That's right. What do you want now for your child to be? What do you want him to accomplish? What kind of character do you want him or her to have? A few years before his death, the famous theologian by the name of Karl Barth addressed students at the University of Chicago. Afterwards, the elderly scholar was asked to name the greatest discovery men can make in the New Testament, in the Bible. Drawing from 80 years of life and decades of study and thought, the old man said this, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." He explained to his audience that the words of that little song was learned at his mother's knee, and it held for him the totality of God's message to man. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. I have a Bible correspondence course, yours free. For you see, speaking for Churches of Christ, we care, and we want you to have it. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.